Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAKO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas with the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
I think, obviously, the big news today is LeBron James. And, of course, we're not going to turn this into, is LeBron the 50th best player in NBA history? I know RJ would love that if he were to hear it. But LeBron James signs his extension, 2 years, $97 million. Going to keep LeBron through the next couple years. He'll have a player option in 2024, and it has now become he's earned the most guaranteed money in NBA history. First of all, I think we'll agree, LeBron James still, this may be the last one he gets like this, still warrants a max contract, like for play alone. Like he's still one of the best players in the league. I don't think anyone's going to argue.
30 points a game, very high efficiency, still one of the best to do it.
And because there's a no trade clause, he's not eligible for a no trade clause because he signed an extension, not a new deal. There's a few things in here, like it can only be 2 years because more than 2 years would push him past age 40, which is collectively bargained. So there's some unique things in this extension. But I think really what it tells the story of is this is LeBron James setting up for his final play.
The final chapter.
The final chapter. The Lakers, maybe they are the final chapter if things work out. What LeBron has said time and again, once Bronny James gets to the NBA, he wants to play a season with him. Bronny is a senior in high school this year. He'll play 1 year of college ball, presumably, or you know, maybe he's here in Henderson with the G League Ignite. I don't know, but he'll be 1 year removed from high school. Then he'll be draft eligible. Just so happens, LeBron's player option kicks in right when Bronny would be getting to the league. So LeBron will be able to say, okay, do I want this money? Do I want to play with Bronny? Or maybe there's a world where both are, right, are possible.
And he would have maximum leverage with whoever who he is signing. Hey, maybe my son is a two-person deal here, package deal here.
Yeah. Oh, Lakers, you're thinking about not drafting him?
Interesting decision.
Might want to think again. This also puts him on the exact same timeline as Anthony Davis. So when Anthony Davis is up, LeBron James will be up. It also happens that at that time, the Lakers will have the salary cap. At the end of next year, they'll have about $20 million to spend. At the end of 2024, they'll have room for a third max contract. So it could be a scenario where it's like, okay, let's ride it out, the two of us. And then in 2024, no offense to Russell Westbrook, I don't want anybody going crazy, but Russell Westbrook, we presume, will be gone at the end of this coming season at the latest.
Yeah, because they do have three max contracts currently.
Yes.
They're just not valuable.
Viable max contracts is more what I was thinking. But it says, okay, we'll have some money to spend next year. And then the year after that, if we want to bring in another home run free agent and make one last run at it, AD, LeBron, and player X, they'll be in the situation to do it. So, like I said, this really sets LeBron up with options for his final chapter. And I'm not saying, I don't know what it's going to be. It could be in LA. It could be in Sacramento. If Sacramento is smart enough to let's say Bronny is the, let's be nice and say he's the 10th best player in the draft.
Which would be an improvement from where he is currently in the rankings, about 40th.
Yeah. The ESPN 100 has him at about 40, 39. So yeah, let's just say, for argument's sake, to keep it simple, he's the 10th best prospect in the draft, and the Sacramento Kings are picking 7th. Could you get a little bit better prospect? Probably. But you also know that when you draft Bronny, you're probably going to get a LeBron James. And I would imagine that there would be more season tickets sold. There would be more attendance, more gate money than there's been for a long, long time, if ever,
right,
in Sacramento. So that could be the final chapter. Who knows what it's going to be? But either way, the Lakers, the current today Lakers, are happy with this because this means we don't have to worry about LeBron playing out, playing into free agency next year. You don't have to worry about negotiations. This is taken care of. And the Lakers, Lakers are in an interesting spot because Vegas believes in the Lakers a lot more as a title team,
yeah,
than they do as a team that's going to win a bunch of regular season games.
Yeah, this is a team that entered last year as the title favorites, along with the Brooklyn Nets. Obviously, very much disappointment. This year, they have the 6th best odds, so not great, but not terrible. They're one of the contenders at 14-1. They're tied with the Miami Heat, who almost made the finals. But if you look at their season win total, how many games are they expected to win over under 45.5? That's not one of the best teams in the
world. Where does that? Who give me the guys that are in their little range?
New Orleans Pelicans, right? Oof. There. Like, it's going to be a.
Well, what are the Pelicans' title odds then? They're not. That can't be right. The Pelicans. Are they 6th in the title odds?
Not exactly. They are not 14-1. They're 40-1. They're 15.
Huh. What's that tell us then?
It tells us that optimism is not good for the regular season of the NBA. Russell Westbrook, what's going to happen? Is Anthony Davis going to be back? However, the potential, the top end potential, is one of the best because they have two of the top 10 players in the league, unarguably, and arguably the greatest player ever to do it, LeBron James. So you talk about, can they win the title? Sure. How good are they expected to be next year? Not very good. 14th best in the league, 8th best in the West. They're supposed to be battling for a playoff spot. That's crazy.
That's the thing. So the win total says maybe they make the playoffs, maybe they don't. Right. But I tend to agree with the way that they're pricing it, because if the Lakers do make the playoffs, look out. I mean, you don't want, if you're the 2 seed in the West, you don't want to play the Lakers in the first round of the playoffs. It's scary. I mean, we said the same exact thing this year about the Brooklyn Nets. It's like, oh, if they make the playoffs, you're in trouble. And sure enough, they made the playoffs and Boston sweeps them.
Yeah.
But it is a lot different than playing the typical 7 seed or 8 seed. So it certainly makes your path tougher.
Right. The Boston Celtics might have swept them, but if you look at scoring margin, that was the closest series they faced in the East. I mean, all of those games came down to the wire. And you think the Suns wanted to start out these playoffs with the Lakers? No. They were very happy to see the Lakers not even make the play-in. That was the best possible case for the high seeds in the West this year.
There is a 15% trade kicker on this contract, which is, it, like I said, there's some confusing things on this deal because typically we don't see 38-year-old guys getting extended, you know, into their 40s. But those are the things that you're dealing with here. And James was going into this season was going to make $44.5 million, and like I said, the new contract starting salary $46.7 million. So it's an extension, not a new deal. But this is a guy who is still, you know, he's still playing at an all NBA level. The question is this: are the Lakers this year with LeBron? Let's put it out there that LeBron and AD, and I think this is a stretch, but let's say they both play 72 games. What's your optimism on the Lakers?
I think it's much higher than 45.5 wins. I think Vegas is underselling their regular season ability, because think about it this way. They have the exact same big three that they had last year. Westbrook is worse than we thought, but a lot of people had questions about how well he was going to fit in. Their supporting cast outside of the big three were as bad as we possibly could have imagined them to be last year. So this year, I'm not saying I have tremendous optimism towards the supporting cast, but it can't be worse. So I think they're going to be better, much better than next year. I think they win 50 games.
That tracks to me. And again, I think anytime you're dealing with an Anthony Davis team, you're worried that he's going to be injured. And now we might be getting to the point where when you talk about LeBron James, you're talking about there's a good possibility that he'll be injured. So I think that has to be taken into account. And you know what? Maybe it is taken into account. But you know, they in the draft, they got a guy, Max Christie, who I think is going to be, I don't know that he's going to be a superstar by any stretch. He's a second round pick, but I think that he can be, like you said, the worst surrounding cast, supporting cast last year. I think he upgrades that. I think that the Lakers have a chance to be better than they were last year, which obviously wasn't nearly good enough. But I think it all boils down to health. If you tell me LeBron and AD play 70 games, They beat that win total.
No doubt.
I don't think there's a world where they don't.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. Let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever get your podcast from.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns, And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going
to
pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Here's what we've heard about these joint practices with the Panthers and the Patriots. Day one, multiple fights breaking out. Someone took down Christian McCaffrey too hard. We're going to fight. Mac Jones stands over somebody after he makes a big play. Here's why these things happen in joint practices and rarely happen in actual games. In a live NFL football match, it was September 11th, week one, when these games really matter, everyone is completely aware that you are going full-blown, full-throttle, level 10 intensity. These games count now. So if someone gets hit, no one's going to say it's too hard. You hit me harder than you needed to there. It's just understood that the game is played at a really intense level. I think almost everybody in the NFL understands that and respects that. Joint practices are different. And here's where the closest thing I can relate it to as someone who used to fight is it's like sparring sessions. And I learned quickly that if I was doing hard sparring sessions, I wanted to spar with people in my circle, people on my team, people in my group who knew my strengths and weaknesses, but I also knew didn't want to hurt me. If you go to another gym and spar with a stranger that you've never met before, there's no way to tell exactly how serious he's taking this versus how serious you are taking this. There's no, like, you can't just reach onto someone's back and set a meter to, okay, let's go level 7 and you're going to be on level 7. Like when we were kids, we shot each other with pellet guns, and the rule was no more than 2 pumps on the pellet gun, because if you went more than 2 pumps, like it could really dig inside your skin, and then it became a real problem. So we knew what the intensity level was. In these sparring sessions, what happens is one guy starts to feel like the other guy's trying to show him up. So what's he do? He cranks up the intensity a notch. Now the other guy says, oh, this guy's trying to come over the top of me. So now he cranks it back up. And next thing you know, it's ugly. That's what's happening in these joint practices. One side is thinking, hey, they're practice. Let's get out of here with no injuries. Let's
wrap up.
Let's
push them out of bounds.
Yeah, let's do a little bit of work, but we don't need to take this intensity over the top. And all it takes is one team being at intensity level 5 and the other team being at intensity level 6. And this phenomenon starts to take place where the next thing, oh, you played me at a 6, I'm going at you at a 7. And next thing you know, guys are taking helmets off and throwing punches at each other. That's the problem with these practices. Here's my other problems with what's going on at these practices. Carolina may be out of their minds. It's funny. A couple years ago, we looked at Dave Tepper, the Panthers owner. We looked at Matt Rhule as like, oh, this is a really sharp hire.
Yep.
By the Panthers. You know, it was a Baylor coach, had some success at a school that was hard to have success at. So people were like, man, this is a really sharp hire. Some things have happened in the last couple of years that really make you scratch your head. And if you listen to the show for any amount of time, we've talked a lot about not just trading for Sam Darnold, which I don't think trading for Sam Darnold was the issue. Immediately signing Sam Darnold to a 5th-year option after you traded for him is really indefensible. In hindsight, at the time, it is indefensible.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, 2 words for you: Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season 1, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season 2 because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're
saying
right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2000
2004 ALCS with Big Papi.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something else came out of it. Mac Jones saying, having to defend the offense, saying, it's coming along nicely. It's starting to get there. This is surprising to me, and there's been nothing but negativity coming out this preseason about the offense. There was some early optimism about Mac Jones. I guess he worked a lot on his body, didn't look as doughy, looked like it more athletic. So people were like, "Ooh, maybe he's going to be real serious." Devontae Parker's really the only offseason addition they made offensively, which I guess is like we'll call it a medium splash. I don't want to call it a big splash. It's a medium splash. But they were the 9th best team per DVOA on offense last year. So it wasn't sexy.
No.
But it was efficient. It was effective. There's a lot of questions if that'll be the case this year. Who's calling the plays? I know Bill Belichick spending more time with the offense than he ever has in his career. That's probably not ideal for the whole team. That's probably, sure. I mean, it's probably ideal for the offense because I believe whatever Bill Belichick gets around is probably going to get better. But does that help the defense? Because it takes away from that. The other two, I mean, Matt Patricia, Joe Judge, I don't know that I trust either of them to be fully in charge of an offense. And it brought me to week one. And I was thinking, oh, I wonder if I want to fade the Pats week one. Week one, they play the Miami Dolphins in Miami. They are the Patriots are 2.5-point underdogs at Miami. This is the first time the Patriots have been underdogs in week one since 2016. And you may recall week one of 2016, Thomas Brady was suspended.
Jimmy Garoppolo's first career start at Arizona.
And Patriots won that game outright as 8.5-point dogs at Arizona. Other than that, you have to go back to 2003 to find a game week one where the Patriots were underdogs. They were +1 at Buffalo, a game they lost 31-0. Since 2004, the Patriots in week one, 15-3, straight up 10-8. Against the spread. I don't think I'm fading the Patriots week one. I'm not crazy about the Patriots. I'm not really a believer that Mac Jones is going to like take another step. I think Mac Jones can be Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't know that the rest of the Patriots roster is good enough right now to be a high quality team. Like Jimmy Garoppolo had a team almost to the Super Bowl. The Patriots' non-quarterback roster is nowhere close to San Francisco's. So there's a massive gap there that if your non-QB roster is what the Patriots is, you need fantastic quarterback play to bring it up. I don't believe that Mac Jones can do that. But if there's one thing that RJ's taught me on this show, it's don't doubt Bill Belichick. Like, let's let things play out. And I think that's the right advice here. So it's going to be a pass for me.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.